Can you go into the thinking of picking JC over Corey at center?
I think Coach Mike addressed that earlier. So far he's had a really good camp. He's come in, and unfortunately, injuries take place. But he's made the most of his opportunity, and that's really what it's about. Some guys create an opportunity, and he's been consistent. I think that's probably what stands out more than anything else. He's done an outstanding job communicating, and he's been extremely consistent.
Considering his history, does part of you, just on the personal side of things, like the fact that he's seized control of this opportunity? I mean, you know what happened in the first couple of years.
Well, you definitely want, your guys to make the most of the opportunity, especially when you see it from an overall preparation standpoint, the time and effort that, our players put into it. Not taking anything away from Corey because he prepares the exact same way. And that's, unfortunately, an injury is something that, is out of his control. But, certainly when you see a guy going about doing it the right way and certainly making the most of the opportunity, definitely.
Edgar, do you allow yourself to smile a little bit just seeing Jordy Nelson back on the field? I know he's not doing much.
It's always good getting him back out there. And obviously him and Aaron has tremendous history, and to get him back out on the field, it certainly helps. But that's something that, it's early in the process. We'll take it day by day and make sure he's getting the necessary work that he'll need as far as with the offense so that we're all in sync.
Do you think that's going to be a lot of work getting, I would assume not because you've got so much history, but is that going to be a big challenge being in the back of the sink, do you think?
Not really. I think the history certainly helps. The more you can do, the more you get out there. We like the opportunity of those two guys, the way they've, worked in years past. But also I know Jordy, he likes to be out on the practice field as well because he's a big believer in, you practice how you play. And, he's always been fundamentally sound. So definitely, making the most of the opportunity in practice from a practice standpoint. But also, going back to the history, as far as those two guys being on the same wavelength, the same as far as instincts, as far as, thought process.
I know that you haven't decided whether Jordy will be playing in any of these preseason games, but obviously with all eyes on week one, is it realistic for him to be tip-top shape, ready to go week one without any preseason work? Is that a realistic expectation?
Well, I think, ultimately, Coach McCarthy and our medical staff will make that call. But as far as, him putting in the work, the effort, without a doubt, as far as his work ethic, his mindset, he's going to do everything possible to be ready to go week one.
Edgar, what do you think of the job you guys have done on the opening series these last two games in terms of the run game, and how important is it early on in these games to establish that tone?
Going back these last two preseason games, we really like the overall production from the run game. And, we always talk about starting fast, and our opening drive was, I believe, a 14-play drive, 74, either somewhere in that 80-yard range, and put the ball in the end zone. And then we came right back out in the second half, and our defense, got into it. And, we were able to, again, go on a long drive and put the ball in the end zone. So those are positive signs. We just got to continue to build on them.
Edgar, 81 runs, 60 passes in those two games. Is that just the way the game plays out? Is that evaluation on a senior running game or, the quarterback availability? How did that play out?
Well, a lot of it is just, again, going into it, our goal has always been we want to improve in a certain area, and running the football is one of the areas. We talked about being fundamentally sound, and, it hasn't been about the scheme. It's more about the fundamentals, and you see our guys going about doing it the right way. We just have to continue to build on that and be consistent.
Edgar, where do you think things are for that number three running back job? Who's kind of made the most of that opportunities there?
It's still early in the process. We still have two more preseason games to play, so it's still early. You kind of go back and you look at how a guy, carries himself throughout the week as far as how he prepares, the lessons learned, and putting those, you know, those situations to good use, you know, when he gets back out on the practice field so that he makes good decisions. And he's fundamentally sound. You know, that's something that you look for, not just from a running standpoint as far as the instincts, the correct reads, you know, but does he understand the protection and that part of it, and can he be fundamentally sound in that area?
Edgar, how far along do you think Jared Cook is in kind of getting to where he needs to be in this offense so he's ready on opening day?
You know, again, valuable practice reps, you know, in his overall preparation. You see him, you know, putting in the necessary work so that he'll be ready to go week one as well. And having that Q&A session with Aaron, I think that also helps being on the same page. You know, a big part of it is just, you know, again, being in sync, you know, communication, everyone's on the same page so that we can go out and execute.
What would you like to see out of Aaron Rodgers Friday night?
Well, Coach Michael make that decision as far as, you know, play time. We haven't discussed play time yet, so before I make a statement and say one thing, I'll wait until Coach McCarthy decides, you know, the play time of our players.